Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, got a plethora of guests coming up. They voted down Obamacare in the House. The problem is the Senate is going to kill it. At least we're moving in the right direction. Let's go to your phone calls right now. David in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
A couple things to say here. To arms, the globalists are coming.
Terrorist evil. You're not allowed to hand out constitutions in California now. They're racist, 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 racist.
Myself.
Sir, how do we know you don't have a hand grenade hiding inside you like in Pulp Fiction? We need to have a proctology exam. State police are now expert proctologists.
Well, that's funny you say that. But I got a few things to say. If what you're saying is true and they want to war with American people, right, and they want us all dead under Agenda 21, what's the problem with fighting fire with fire? We know where these cowards are at. Every year, same time of the year, they go down to Bohemian Grove, they put on their little cremation of care. You know, what is it?
Well, so what are you suggesting we do?
I suggest
that we have the state police out there, the chips that protect them. We don't know if they're not terrorists. They all need proctology exams.
We know who the real terrorists are, the ones that are signing Agenda 21, the ones that put...
How do we know Henry Kissinger doesn't have a hand grenade up his rear end?
I ain't scared of these people.
I mean, they say we're all suspected terrorists. I know he's a real terrorist. He's a convicted war criminal.
I'm just sick of standing by watching cowards pay their taxes, go to work, feeding into the greed of America. It's disgusting. People are hungry. People are dying. But yet people want Mercedes-Benz and Ferraris.
Well, that is why America's put up with so much, is that liberty created so much wealth. Now we're actually debtor nation. But for a while it was liberty produced the wealth. Now we got into debt thinking that was the new wealth. But I'm telling you, the ship's all about to go under. And so we better be getting the word out about an alternative system to this tyranny. I hear you, brother, but the globalists stage violence to make themselves look like the victim. So we shouldn't be violent offensively. It's not just a right, it's a duty defensively to defend yourself. So we need to be working as hard as we can today, because folks are always saying, you know, what are people waiting for? We need to go physically after people. But it's always those folks that are saying that aren't physically doing it. They're telling us we need to physically do it. And I understand you're frustrated. You might actually have it in you to go do something physical. Look, don't do that, okay? Don't do that. We already had one listener going to Bohemian Grove and set things on fire, and that didn't go too well. Just please don't do anything, folks. And that looked like a psyop, though. He went in the middle of the winter when nobody was there, dressed up in a superhero outfit. It was a Marine, and I tell you, I don't know. It looked pretty set up to me, but Richard McCaslin was his name. We got to get him on the show sometime. I'll openly ask him, what were you thinking? Let's talk to Kevin in New York. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening since August when I saw you on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Saw you, got very interested right away, started listening. And when I heard you talk about the mercury and the birth shots, I got very, very scared because I just had a baby girl on Sunday. And,
give it the shots. It's for the earth. Ugh.
Yeah, so I got really scared right away when they just took her after 10 minutes of being born and they gave her vitamin K. And, you know, so I was very skeptical about that. So I saw it, made sure it was what they said it was.
Yeah, there's still a lot of studies that didn't do good, but it's nothing compared to the other. Let me ask you this question real quick. Did they give her the Hep B shot?
Yeah, they gave that later at night. I was skeptical about that, too, what they said. Eventually she's going to need that for school.
Well, number one, that's not true, and it's for sexually transmitted diseases, and it's a very dangerous vaccine. You know you had a right to say no, right?
Yeah, I tried calling you earlier. I didn't know what to do.
So I'm going to come back to you later. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pockets full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you believe that raising the debt limit does not raise the debt, you believe water isn't wet and that the sun didn't come up this morning, or that you believe Bill Clinton's a truthful person, or you believe George W. Bush really thought there were WMDs in Iraq, and I got a bridge I'm ready to sell you. It's called the Golden Gate Bridge. I'll sell it to you for $100. Just give me $100, you can have it. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about former Salt Lake City Mayor NSA's 2002 Olympic spying scandal of the century. We're getting former mayor on in here in just a few minutes, Rocky Anderson. First off, the big news is Senator Lindsey Graham is running around trying to get a resolution passed to give Obama carte blanche power to start World War III with Iran. And that's what the Joint Chiefs of Staff have said, don't do it. It's a very bad idea. And Israel has come out, and at least the Israeli leadership, and said that they want a strike on Iran, that they want pressure put on there, the pressure of a threat of a strike. Meanwhile, the precious Al-Qaeda rebels are killing the other rebels. The Wall Street Journal reports rebel-on-rebel violence in Syria. What a terrible crisis that is. And Syria may miss first deadline in U.S.-Russia chemical arms deal to not strike because the rebels are in and around the areas when the chemical weapons are, and it's hard to transport them. And I actually believe that. This is a serious, serious situation. And later, we have this report. Hateful professor says NRA members' children should be next to die in mass shooting. Sounds like the talking points you've heard out of Michael Moore saying, you know, and we need people's kids to die so they understand. This is really creepy. It's not our fault. There's all this gang-related stuff going on in Chicago where you have victim disarmament. And we're going to have former head of policy in the Treasury for Ronald Reagan on to talk about QE's unlimited by the Fed will lead to total collapse. That's what a lot of experts are saying. We're going to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on at the bottom of the hour, briefly for like 10 minutes, and then continue with your calls. But I wanted to get him on because we appreciate his courage in standing up for the Fourth Amendment and basic due process. Rocky Anderson, the elected mayor of Salt Lake City for 2 4-year terms from 2000 to 2008 and ran the city during, obviously, the Olympics, has told the public that the NSA was surveilling the entire city during that. And, of course, the excuse as well is to protect you from terrorists. But the point is it just sets the precedent for there to be absolutely no Fourth Amendment, like we're living in North Korea. And so he joins us. He now teaches at the University of Utah about the radical transformation of the constitutional republic in the U.S. during the Bush-Obama years and about the media and mass deception. He continues his vigorous advocacy on behalf of climate protection and cleaning up corrupt electoral system and reform of our criminal justice system, including elimination of mandatory minimum sentences and the decriminalization of drugs. I like that part because the government runs in the drugs. Mayor, a former mayor, thank you for coming on with us.
Alex, I appreciate the opportunity because if we don't have this dialogue, if people aren't aware of what is happening to our constitutional republic, how radically it is being transformed, we're just going to all be sitting by passively when these people have their way, and we're going to people finally wake up one day and see that this is no longer anything close to the United States of America. And I want to make one thing clear. You described the surveillance in Salt Lake City by the NSA prior to the Olympics. This was in 2001 and 2002 for a period of up to 6 months before and during the Olympics. And this wasn't just metadata, which is just getting the names and who called whom or who wrote to whom. This was the most massive compilation spying on the contents of the largest number of Americans ever without any cause, without a warrant, without any notice. They captured the contents of every single text message and every single email of everyone within the Salt Lake City area. It was absolutely a not only clear violation of the Constitution, of course, but every instance of this was a federal felony under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And there's a videotape that I've got, and it's available online. You can just go to YouTube and find it. President Bush saying in 2004, well, by the way, the Fourth Amendment still applies, and in every instance in our fight against terror, we get a warrant in every single instance because it's required by the Constitution, and we value the Constitution. That's what he said in 2004, and yet for years he had ordered the NSA just disregard the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was passed by Congress to prevent this very kind of thing after all the disclosures.
That's right.
By the church committee in the Senate. They found that the intelligence community had been engaged in this kind of misconduct during the Cold War, and they said, we're going to put a stop to it. So fundamentally, this not only goes to our privacy rights and felonious conduct by governmental agents, it really goes to the question of whether we have the rule of law in the United States, because if there is no accountability, if there's no prosecution for people for violating these laws, if, as President Obama indicated, as soon as he came in as president, that, oh, we're just going to look forward and not look backwards as to people who torture in violation not only of international law, but in violation of our own domestic statutes, the War Crimes Act of 1996 and the federal anti-torture statute, and as to those who engaged in illegal surveillance during the Bush administration, let's just forget about them. Those are the words of a tyrant. When one person can determine when, under what circumstances, and to whom our laws are going to be applied.
You're absolutely right.
This is saying that there are people that really are above the law in the United States. That Nixon was right when he talked to David Frost and said, well, when the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
That is the essence of tyranny. Why not have a Fuhrer? Why not have a Kaiser, a king, a czar? And again, if you just joined us, it's RockyAndersonJustice.com. I want to get you on for a full hour in the near future, if you can, Mayor, because you can hear the fire of liberty in your voice. You can tell it's in your heart, your gut, your mind. And people need to know we're threatened by this. We're told, give up all your liberties or let us do all this illegal stuff to keep you safe. But the great threat historically is when governments do this, it always becomes a tyranny. They always abuse it. They always target their enemies. And now it's bipartisan. And now we learn they use the NSA on the press, on the Tea Party, the IRS on people, just like Nixon did his enemies. And except this time, nobody's getting in trouble. So if they don't get in trouble, the precedent is set. And I know now you tirelessly fight to warn people. Historically, sir, what do we know is going to happen if no one is held accountable for this?
Without accountability, it's Katie bar the door. It's like with the war power. Alex, the war power is exclusively Congress's. It's not for the president. Madison, Jefferson, Hamilton, they all made it clear. Hamilton made it clear in Federalist 69 that the president is merely the first general or admiral. Madison said the greatest wisdom in the Constitution is found in that clause that leaves it for Congress and not the president to decide whether we will engage our military. And what has it become? And you see, people talk about precedent. Well, Truman did it, and acting illegally, acting unconstitutionally, is not valid precedent.
Well, that's like saying
Obama saying that he has the power to do this. That is a tyranny. The founders said we're going to get away from that. King George makes those decisions. Well, in the United States, it's going to be Congress. It's going to be the people's representatives, and we're losing all of that. We've got a president who adds U.S. citizens to assassination lists now, no due process, and then he asks for the power, and Congress gives it to him for the federal government to go out and kidnap, disappear, and we use the sterile term indefinitely detain. What that means is imprisoning people for up to the rest of their lives with no legal representation, no charges, no trial. It is the most subversive act, no more un-American act ever in the history of this country.
You're right, and I see America is starting to wake up, and I know you're leading a national campaign and founding a new national party, the Justice Party, to try to educate people on this, but I do see some silver lining. I'm seeing a mass awakening across the political spectrum. Are you starting to see that as well, Mayor?
I'm really not, because if there were a mass awakening, we would have masses out in the streets. We would have the equivalent of the civil rights movement, the women's suffrage movement, the labor movement. We would have people rising up and letting every one of our representatives know, including the two duopolist parties, Republican Democratic parties, who have brought us to this state, because they're such total prostitutes. All they care about is the corporate interests to buy their way into Congress.
That's right. Hold on. Stay there, Mayor. We're going to make one more segment with you. I want to get you on for a full hour soon if you can do it. Very eloquent words. there is a mass awakening, and then out of the awakening leads the mass action. But I am seeing people really get up. Look, 91% in Reuters polls against the Syria strike. The Joint Chiefs telling Obama no. I mean, we're seeing some unprecedented stuff. I want to get your take on that.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
America's more famous mayors because of the Olympics being there that he successfully oversaw. Rocky Anderson's on with us, and I knew this guy was out there on a freedom jag, you could say, trying to warn people. But, man, he's on fire. I love it. So we're going to invite him back on in a few weeks if he can do it for a full hour to really break down his ideas and take your calls. But we got 6 minutes left in the short segment that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us on the QE Unlimited and what it really means for the economy, because even mainline media says it's horrible news in the next year. I hope that's not the case. But going back to you, sir, front and center, I'm not arguing with you, but, yeah, it's not like a civil rights movement or it's not like – but, I mean, I am seeing people now listen to what I say. I'm seeing most people agree with us. I'm seeing people against the wars. I mean, I am seeing some positive signs.
And I agree with that. If people are asked, they'll give their opinions or they'll do their mouse click activism and put their names on petitions. But it's going to take a lot more than that, because Congress can just write us all off as long as they know they've got their financial supporters, their sponsors, their people who have their way with Congress and the White House simply by writing out the checks. We've got to all stand up against this corrupting influence of money, against military-industrial complex, against the control of the health care policy by the insurance companies, by the pharmaceutical industry, and the fossil fuel industry control over our energy and climate policies. It just goes to the heart of what's so wrong about this country. And in the meantime, we're losing what is at the root of our Constitution. Whoever thought, Alex, in our lifetime, it's as if the Soviet Union invaded us and put in place the KGB, except we have far more dangerous and effective technology that the NSA is using. And it's, and I think the really dangerous part of this is we still have the pretense of being a constitutional.
Exactly. Everybody knows. Everybody knows historically it's the archetype of tyranny to be spied on illegally. And now it's just complete. And now Apple has suicide nets in its factories, but it's liberal. And, you know, the neocons want World War III. It's madness, madness in the power structure. This NSA stuff's getting used on them as well. They're being blackmailed. How do we get out of this?
What it's going to take is for us all to get beyond our other differences, the wedge issues that, you know, the Fox News folks and a lot of the rest in the mainstream media love to stir up to make it look like we've really got two main political parties, because these two political parties are a duopoly that's taken control of our entire political system. They're profiting from the corruption in our government. And, yeah, they may argue about gay rights and abortion or whatever, but their national security, so-called, policy, their foreign desire for empire, wanting to dominate militarily and economically around the world, they're totally in line on that.
Exactly, and they will use us up. They will use us up to build their empire. So I think we tell that narrative, the truth of why we're being sucked dry and why it's so immoral, and I think we can turn it around. The problem is they want to use Homeland Security against political speech to shut down their opposition, and so then I see that leading into something even more serious.
And we have seen that in our nation's history, and we're embarrassed by it. We look back at the Sedition Acts in this country, the Espionage Act, prosecutions, and we say, oh, how could that have ever happened in the United States? Isn't it great that we've become so much freer? We're not.
Obama's using it on the press.
Back to that point now, the Alien and Sedition Acts, the more prosecutions for the disclosure of documents that are marked confidential, more prosecutions under this administration than under every other prior administration combined. So these folks that have put it all on the line, like Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning and others who aren't as well known, but who have gone to prison because of whistleblowing on the NSA and on the CIA, true heroes who did this knowing what they were personally putting on the line, like Daniel Ellsberg did so many years ago with disclosure of the Pentagon Papers, so that we, the people, would know what our government is up to. We ought to be praising them. We ought to be all standing up and saying, you know, you are on our side, our government.
I agree.
You can start fearing us rather than us fearing our government.
Rocky Anderson, thank you so much for joining us. I hope everybody visits your site. We have it linked up on Infowars.com. And we'll talk to you again in a few weeks to do a full hour. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. We're going to break down what's really happening with the economy, what QE Unlimited means to you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you from the Infowars.com studios, deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I'm your host. We're going to talk for about 10, 15 minutes to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and go back to all of you that are patiently holding. Kevin wants to ask about just having a baby and has a question about vaccines. I'll tell you what I do with my family once we go to you. We have a lot of other NSA news breaking today and some very important news dealing with the UN and others having to admit they were using fraudulent models on purpose to push global carbon taxes. I know that's old news for us here, but this is now just breaking everywhere. All part of the age of awakening that we're seeing here. And the question is, will the age of awakening be able to push us through the age of tyranny? Because the two are happening together. Towards the singularity, things are happening faster and faster. We're in one of those spasmodic points in history. We're going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on two big issues, the latest on Syria, Russia, and then, of course, what's happening with QE Unlimited. Are they going to taper? Will they taper? Why are all these people I respect, like Ron Paul and Mark Faber and others, saying curtains by the middle of next year? I hope that's not the case. We have a top economist, Dr. Roberts, coming up in a moment. First off, I want to thank all of you out there, the listeners and viewers. We have done something that no one else has been able to do, and they've had everything from New York Magazine to Rolling Stone to the New York Times to Nightline to Talkers Magazine to other big trade publications on record say we've built something here without Fox News help or without Clear Channel, like Glenn Beck did. And great for Glenn Beck. I want people to be successful. I'm not in competition with him. I don't want to have World War III. We have built something literally from myself on Access TV 18 years ago, and I've looked at the math over 18 years. I've put $37 million, the profits, back into this. It costs about $6-7 million to run this a year now. And that sounds like a lot of money. For the bang for the buck, it's not. Other media groups that reach 15 million people a week, on average, are spending 10, 20, 30 million a year. Some of these news divisions, hundreds of millions a year. So by the grace of God, on a shoestring budget, we now reach 15 million people a week, one way or the other, globally. We don't have some target audience. We have an audience that's the whole world. That's our mission, and that's why we've been successful. And we have a big nut to crack every year. I'm spending more money right now than I even bring in. But we had some emergency reserves, and we've got a bunch of stuff that's about to happen that will push us through to the next level. But thank you all for your support. When you buy the great T-shirts, the Liberty-based T-shirts, when you get the films, the books, you don't just get a great film or a great book or a great water filter at a discounted price. We carry the best products at the lowest prices. Non-GMO, huge selection of high-quality seeds, the biggest out there, again, the lowest prices. You are funding a true grassroots operation that is beholden to no one but common sense and survival. I got two daughters and a son. I want them to have a future. That's what pushes my buttons. I instinctively don't like tyrants and bullies, never had. And never will. And thank God for all of you. I am so thankful that you have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news, that you buy the books, the videos, that you support our sponsors, that all the different ways we're able to pay for this operation by also putting out educational materials that help spread the word. So buy your war bonds. We're not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money, or NPR, or News Corps that through their media divisions gets government propaganda money for their films that then goes into their news division. It's all one way or another taxpayer money. We are truly funded by viewers and radio listeners like you. So please, please shop with the good guys, the best vitamins, the best minerals, the best health supplements, all of it. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsStore.com for just hundreds of amazing items, more getting at it every day. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get a subscription to the InfoWars magazine so you can hand it out to friends and family. The current issues on political correctness and how it's really fake rights meant to cause divide and conquer, and it's really authoritarianism. That's available in bulk at cost to help get the word out. You are history happening now. Yeah, the forefathers had their fight for liberty, and you know others had their battles. We're now living. We're just like them. We have just as much potential if we take action. America was exceptional. Now we're exceptionally evil. I want to be exceptionally good and be the Renaissance, the light of the world again, not the darkness. And we're also a platform for all these amazing people to be able to come on with us. Folks like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who joins us, and I appreciate him spending time with us, syndicated columnist, former head of Policy Department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, a top economist. You can also go to his website. We'll put that URL up on screen for everyone as well, where you can read his articles. He also allows us to re-syndicate them at InfoWars.com. I wanted to get him on to really break this down, because Mark Faber and Ron Paul and all these other experts, here's the headlines. Experts, Fed's QE Unlimited will lead to total collapse. That's a quote. Ron Paul came out on Fox and said Bernanke admits economy's, quote, in bad shape. That's a quote. Fed announcement may mean beginning of end of QE3. Then they said, well, no, it's not. This is very technical stuff, but most of the experts that have been right in the past say this spells a major correction middle of next year. I try to study this and don't understand it all, so that's why we bring in people like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We'll look at this briefly, then we'll look at the geopolitical and get an update on what he thinks is happening there. But, Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
Please do, Alex.
Well, you just heard my question there. What's happening? Why is there all this concern over the QE Unlimited?
That's a good question. There shouldn't be. The Fed has made it clear it's not going to stop printing money to buy the bonds until its benchmarks are met, and those are specified in terms of the unemployment rate and the real GDP growth rate, and the economy is nowhere near either. So, and it's not going to be. So QE will continue. I have no idea why the big banks like Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, why they put out all this propaganda about tapering. Bernanke has made it very clear he's not going to do anything like that until he has a firm recovery. But he can't stop because the entire financial system now is rigged based on the bond purchases by the Fed. So if they stop purchasing the bonds, the prices will fall, the interest rates will go up, the bond market will collapse, the stock market will collapse, the balance sheets of the big banks, too big to fail, will turn insolvent again, and the whole system will come down. So we can't stop, because in the short run, the immediate effect would be disaster. The long-run effect, of course, will also be disaster because eventually printing all of these new dollars will scare the rest of the world away from the dollar. And as they leave the dollar, the exchange value of the dollar will collapse, and then the Fed will lose control. So they're going to lose control. If they stop QE, they'll lose control in the short run. If they continue QE, they will lose control later on.
I don't remember in recent memory having the Obama administration and the media saying we're going to begin tapering, and then you have the Fed coming out and saying we're not going to in the same day, and we see Obama conflicting with Kerry on serious statements. This looks like a bunch of different special interests fighting with each other. Is that accurate?
I don't really know. It's not up to Obama what the Fed does. And the Fed's made it clear that it's going to save the big banks. So I think what the outcome will be, the Fed puts off the collapse of the big banks for a while, but the cost of that is everyone's collapse, the banks and everyone else's. Only it comes later. Now, about Syria, I don't really think that the Israel lobby has given up on the war. I don't think the neoconservatives have given up. They have a strategic agent inside the Obama regime, Susan Rice, the national security advisor. I don't think the neocon agent at the UN, Samantha Powers, or whatever her name is, they haven't given up on their war. They don't quite know what to do because everything was going in order until Putin and the British Parliament blocked them on Syria. I don't know how they'll get around it, but they certainly don't want Iran left there. They don't want Hezbollah there in Lebanon. And so they're probably trying to figure out how can we get this going again. I don't know if they can risk another false flag operation because there's so much skepticism of them now. Clearly, their lies don't go down as well or as easily with the rest of the world. But I don't think they've given up. So I see this as a temporary defeat for the neoconservatives and for the Israel lobby. But they'll find some way, or they'll certainly attempt to find some way to continue the wars and turmoil in the Middle East.
Now, sir, I want to get specifically into what we're seeing happen here with Putin and then back into what you were just discussing with Syria and Iran. But I don't romanticize Vladimir Putin, but I do look at his policies, trying to get their economy going, trying to cut taxes on poor people, trying to pay people to get married and have kids. He put out an op-ed in the Interfax news agency that... is being criticized, where he said we need family values, we need basic religion like Christianity, we need to not attack families, and our country's so evil now that our media is criticizing him for saying we don't need to be degenerate. And I'm really wondering, because you have a lot of contacts internationally, I know, who Vladimir Putin really is and how you think they'll respond to an attack on Iran, because as you know, Lindsey Graham has got a resolution to just give Obama strike power. He said you don't need it, but here I want to give it to you. And Israel is saying no time left for negotiations, says their minister. Just really a push to start war. And then I'm wondering, first the Putin question, and then, is Israel and NATO and Saudi Arabia and Turkey, why they're so reckless?
Well, Israel has its own interests and uses Washington. And then Washington uses its puppets like Turkey and NATO. The Russians went through many decades of tyranny, police state, sort of a very hard attitude of the government toward the people, and they've learned a lesson. They've redeemed themselves. And when the Soviet Union collapsed because of the various chaos and the advice they were given by Americans, a lot of outside money managed to grab most of the resources. And they were bleeding Russia dry, just like they bleed Americans dry. And Putin got in and more or less stopped that and reduced it. And
so is he a good dictator? I mean,
he's not a dictator.
I know he's been elected three times, and he's saying a fourth may run, but then they argue those elections are fixed. But, is he the good strongman then?
He's an elected official with massive support. And whatever the Western media says is just a lie. What do they tell the truth about? Nothing. So why would you believe what they say about Putin?
Sure. I was being devil's advocate. I know he's not a dictator. So what? You've got international awards. You travel all over the world. What is your intel on Putin then? Is he really in control, and what is his goal? Because he does try to do a lot of good things for Russians.
Precisely. That's what his job is. And he's trying to... put a country back together that was destroyed, and he's succeeding. His main problem is the hundreds of non-governmental organizations inside Russia that pretend to be human rights groups, and they're American agents. They're funded by Washington, and Washington funds the so-called political opposition to Putin. So his main problem is the American interference, Washington interference in internal Soviet politics. And his other problem is the radicalization of the Muslims in the Middle East by the United States and Israel. And the reason Washington does this is they hope to spread the radicalization and the strife into Russia and into China.
That's what I was about to say. The Russian media reported that Bandar Bush... the Saudi prince, nicknamed Bandar Bush, Prince Bandar Sultan, threatened to use al-Qaeda against Russia if they don't back off. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah. Well, we've already done that to them, the Chechens, and we support the Chechens. I don't mean you and I, but I mean Washington.
Sure, yeah.
If you are determined to have world hegemony, remember now, this is the driving force of American foreign policy in the 21st century, is the neoconservative ideology of U.S. world hegemony. You can't invade China or Russia. So you have to destabilize them. And so we have a two-pronged attack. One is we have all of these Washington-funded NGOs pretending to be human rights organizations, and then we hope to spread more and more Muslim strife into the Muslim populations of China and India. And then we use the Washington-funded NGOs in those countries to denounce the governments for opposing the freedom fighters.
And then the government arrests them as foreign agents, and our media says they're arresting them for protesting.
That's exactly right. And so that's the American plan, and Putin is, I think, aware of that, and he's beginning to react to it and stand up to it. I think the Chinese have been very careless in their relations with Washington. Maybe they were more centered on American markets and putting up with other things. But they too will learn. And then if this policy from the United States continues to be aggressive, it'll lead to nuclear war.
PaulCraigRoberts.org is where people can read your daily and weekly columns. Simply amazing. The site looks great as well, very easy to use. We're going to do one more segment with you, Doc, then let you go by the end of the hour and come back and take calls. I want to ask you specifically, back on the economy, what you think is going to happen to it then in a time frame with QE Unlimited. And then here if you're saying economists are wrong then, because I hope they're wrong, that they see something really bad to happen next year. So I want to find out in the final segment with him, then your phone calls, and Mike Adams is coming in.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of a hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Use it only in emergency. All right, final segment with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. PaulCraigRoberts.org. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Important to do that for emergency news alerts and more. That's RealAlexJones on Twitter. Also our Facebook. You can find that at PrisonPlanet.com. Links over to that. And then, of course, there's the nightly news, 7 o'clock weeknights. A big show tonight. Infowars nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Dr. Roberts, I was talking to you during the break, quantifying this. You were telling me you agree with Faber, Ron Paul, and others that next year looks bad, but that it doesn't matter either way with QE. So I know you don't like to put dates on it, but I remember about 3-4 years ago, you were on the show saying, I would guess 3 or 4 years till it really collapses. It takes longer for these things, but 3 or 4 years, that was always your answer. Yeah. And then you said 2 years. Yeah, go ahead.
You go.
No, go ahead. Tell us what you think is going to happen. Oh, his Skype froze. All right. Skype is a great technology, but I tell you, it'll drive us crazy when we got a really important question. So he's accurately been predicting a lot of stuff, and I just want to find out if I really need to be that worried and if you need to be that worried, because we know the economy's slowly rotting and things are deindustrializing. It's terrible, and they're shutting down our power plants and all the rest of it. But I want to know from Roberts, he said during the break, he said, no, I think next year is going to be bad. I want to find out specifically what he has to say. Okay, it's connecting right now, and we'll get him to answer that question. Need like elevator music. As soon as we get him, we'll tell you what's going on with that. But I've just never heard Ron Paul and Mark Faber and Jim Rogers and all these really smart guys that have been proven to be very accurate getting more and more on the same page about what's happening and about what's going on. Yeah, we're lucky we've even got power here with the thunderstorms we've got going on in Austin. I don't even know if you can hear that lightning and thunder. I guess you don't hear lightning, you see lightning. But or feel it. Feel the lightning if you get struck by it. I guess you see and feel lightning, you listen to thunder. Well, it looks like his Skype's down. It is not connecting to him. Oh, he's having power outages too. What, does he have storms there too? Yeah. We'll have to find out next week. But what he said during the break was, he said, no. He said, it's bad next year. And he said, we're getting to that point. And I'm sure he'll write an article about that. We can email him and ask him to write us an article about that specifically on that subject, because there's a lot of speculation. What a cliffhanger that we just had. He goes, Alex, you're gone. So we're no longer in contact with him. Okay, folks, speaking of Vladimir Putin, everybody's got their Vladimir Putin plush doll they sleep with at night, or your little snuggle doll for your dog or whatever. You can have like little cutesy bobbleheads of Vladimir Putin. Girls can get him tattooed on their posteriors or whatever. He's our new savior. Russia has gone through such hellish corruption for 80 years, 90 years, that the only thing that stays the same is change. And again, I don't romanticize or glorify Vladimir Putin, but when he writes op-eds about how we need Christianity and how we need God and how we need family and how we need to have children and how the West is dying, I mean, this is just absolute truth. It's up on Infowars.com, an Interfax story. So compared to what we have running things here, that's why people are like jumping on Vladimir Putin like he's a piece of driftwood in the ocean when your ship is sunk. I think that's it. He's not a perfect vessel by any means, and there are a lot of corrupt forces in Russia that would use any leverage they can get for their own advantage, but I think we should try to be friends with the Russians. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All
all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.